Good afternoon, 6 minutes after 12 midday. Day one of 21 days circuit break, they say. Lots of information to come between now and 1 o'clock. And by the way, as we're all sitting at home, lots of time for the computer. If you go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, all the information you will ever need is on the website. All the information regarding grocery stores, what's open where you can go, what you can't do, it's all there. Sarah Hendy's fingers and hands are just a blur putting all the information onto manxradio.com. Go onto the community pages, all the information that you need about what's open, which shops are open, and where you can go. Isle of Man officially back in lockdown, day one of the 21-day circuit break. Here we are again. It's a three-week circuit break approach from the government, who've given us plenty more to take in at the latest media conference. Let's resume the whole thing with Alex Watton.
After the blow from Tuesday's briefing that we're once again bound to our homes, virtual meetings and toilet roll rationing, there's even more to digest as we go into lockdown. This time around, we're being strongly advised, not forced, to wear a face mask or covering, and those are mandatory on public transport. So what else do we need to know? 14 further low-risk venues have been identified. That's following the Truth Wine and Tapas Bar in Ramsey. That was identified as a high-risk location. Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, explains.
We asked anyone who'd attended the bar, either on New Year's Eve between 5pm and 1am, or Saturday 2nd of January between 5pm and 11:45pm, to self-isolate immediately. The venue was identified as a high-risk location after an individual who was identified as a close contact of a confirmed case tested positive for COVID-19. 130 people have contacted COVID-111 as a result of our appeal. They are now self-isolating and have been offered tests, and we're awaiting the results of those. I want to thank everyone who has responded and been so responsible in coming forward. For anyone who is at the venue on those dates and times but hasn't got in touch, please self-isolate and contact COVID-111 for further advice. In addition, 14 further locations have been identified that pose a low risk of contracting COVID-19 for people who visited on specific dates and times. I must emphasise that point. These are low-risk venues. So this is the same situation as the venues we announced on New Year's Eve. If you visited these venues on the dates and times, you do not need to self-isolate. However, if you were there, please self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms, which include fever of any grade, cough or difficulty breathing, or a change in your sense of taste or smell for 14 days from the date that you were there. If you develop any of those symptoms, please self-isolate immediately and call COVID-111 for further advice.
And you can find the full list of locations, dates and times at manxradio.com. The Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson, also appeared at the conference and had this message for students and parents.
9 primary schools and all 5 secondary schools will reopen for vulnerable children and those of key workers. The usual bus service will not be running. Students are encouraged to take one of the scheduled buses or get to their school another way. We will be discussing transport provision for next week once we know the potential demand. Any pupil or teacher who wishes to wear a face covering within a school is welcome to do so. This is not compulsory, and we would ask people to bring their own reusable mask if possible, but supplies of PPE will be made available. Whilst we would ask all children who can stay safely at home to do so, if your child has additional educational needs or is vulnerable, please discuss this with their teacher, as places are available in the specialist units at our schools. If you are a key worker, please discuss your needs with your child's teacher. Teachers have been preparing this week for mock exams, but are now switching quickly to remote learning. Vocational and technical qualification exams and BTECs are currently going ahead as planned in schools and UCM, with individual health and safety assessments employed to ensure the safety of students and staff. The future of exams this summer has been placed in doubt by the UK Prime Minister's statement earlier this week. England's Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson, announced that English Ofqual-regulated GCSEs and A-levels would now not be taking place this year, and as he said, we would be putting our trust in teachers rather than algorithms. The department is in regular communication with the Cambridge International Assessment Board, who mark the IGCSE and IA levels, to clarify their position on whether these exams will also now be taking place or whether we will be switching to teacher assessment. And we will try to get that information to all those involved as soon as possible.
Grandparents and close family members can look after children of essential workers, but must follow lockdown rules. Looking to people travelling back to the island, they cannot isolate now with a household. Instead, they must do so alone or with those they've travelled with. They'll also face three tests on day one, day six or seven, and on day 13. And that'll come at a cost of £150 for all three, £50 each. There have also been questions around parents with shared custody of children. Chief Minister Howard Quayle explained.
If you are a divorced couple or a separated couple and you have responsibility for a child, then you are allowed for the child to move, to continue to move between the households. That's what was allowed last time. However, again, there's no going in for a cup of tea and a chat between the parents, so that's probably unlikely. But the child can move backwards and forwards. And we just ask the people doing taking the child from one household to the other to obviously be responsible with face coverings, hand washing, etc., and follow all the sensible rules.
And for more information about the current guidelines and restrictions, head to manxradio.com.
13 minutes past 12, Helen joins us. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Andy. I'm just wondering why all the nurses have to pay registration to look after all these ill people.
Have to pay?
Yes, they do, every nurse. They have to be registration, so they have to pay.
And how much is it?
I know one for a fact is £150. I'm sorry. Some of them are lower, some of them may be higher.
£150?
Yeah.
And what does that entitle them to do? What can they do with that certificate?
Just giving medicines out.
Wow.
Give medicine, yeah.
And what do you think should happen? Do you think that should come out, that should be paid for them?
Yes. Doing enough jobs and working hard enough.
Are you a nurse yourself?
I'll be one.
Right. Will you be paying the £150?
Well, if you want your job, yes, you have to.
Well, I didn't know about that, Helen. Thanks for cluing us in on that. So, if you want to be certified, you have to pay the fee yourself.
You do. And all them nurses work extra hard.
Okay. All right, Helen. Thanks for that information. It's 12:15. Three new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. So we got 15 active cases and one person being treated at Nobles as a result of the illness. The vaccination programme continues through the, I think it's well over 1,000 now have been received their first dose of the Pfizer jab. Government says the rollout's going to resume on Monday. Tests so far, 22,289. Concluded test, 22,289. Nobody waiting for results. 110 people waiting for tests. And as I say, 15 active cases, 14 non-community, one in the hospital. Meantime, the head of the church on the Isle of Man is urging you to rise to the challenge of lockdown and locally eliminate coronavirus for a second time. Sunday worships and weddings in churches have been called off due to the ban on gatherings. Funerals have limits on attendance. The Bishop of Sodor and Man says we've been fortunate to enjoy the recent freedoms.
The good thing this time, we're looking just at that three-week period, and that strikes me as important. And from my point of view, government has looked after us really well, and we come at this having been able to worship freely on this island for the last 6 months. We reintroduced worship back in August, July in fact, and we've just been able to celebrate Christmas freely and without restriction. And there was a piece in the press recently, well, last week, about the carol service at Kirkbraddon, which had over 500 people present. You know, that was the largest carol service in Europe this Christmas. So, you know, we've been able to do all of that, and that's because we've controlled the virus over these months, and government has done great work, I think, in that. And for that reason, actually, if we now have to say, well, we've got a period of 3 weeks when we go back into that sort of more sacrificial way of living and of ministering as we did last year, but with a view hopefully to coming out through that, and then with the vaccination program, of course, well underway, you know, that would put us in a good place. So it strikes me that you have to keep these things in perspective, in proportion. You know, a 3 week period now coming after the 6 months of freedom and normality that we've just had, which no one else in the British Isles has really, you know, I think that's fair enough probably. And as I say, that's a challenge that I think we can rise to.
Bishop Peter and his words. Some notes in last night, the government briefing, the Chief Minister said face masks should be worn at all times once lockdown comes into force, sooner if possible, and that'd be mandatory. What's all the confusion that some people don't want to wear masks? They don't want to grasp. I just went to Wancombe Post Office and the man behind the counter wasn't wearing a face mask. Customers were, and yet he's facing hundreds of people. When questioned, he said you don't have to wear one. Well, after that, I went to the Co-op and ShopRite in Onk, and all the staff were wearing face masks as well. It's a small step to take. Could help in a massive way. As a full-time carer, I've been wearing a mask at all times, and indeed the home care staff who come to my home for my mother also wear them. That message in from Pam, and Liz is with us. Good afternoon, Liz.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to say this. These people that were allowed in, surely to God, they weren't key workers. I do believe that they were not key workers. They were only coming to work in a restaurant. But yet and all, the government, how did they get in? I thought you had to get permission from the government to come onto the island, you know, and there's enough jobs on the people on the island, I'm sure, to fill these jobs. I thought it was only key workers that were allowed to come onto the island. Well, I wouldn't say working in a restaurant's a key worker.
Well, that's the rules, isn't it? You had to be a key worker, or you had to have key worker exemption. That's what they said.
Yeah, but I believe that these people that came in on the 10th of December were only coming to work in a restaurant. Whether that's true or not now, I don't know. I mean, there's that many rumours flying around. But they must have been given permission to from somebody to come in.
How do you think we're going to cope with this, Liz?
Well, like everybody's doing, as I say, I've just been down to the shop to get some milk, but I wore my mask and I jellied my hands on the way in and just went, got my thing and come straight back home again. And it appears to be quite a lot of people are wearing masks out now. There's only the odd person you see without one, but they are attaining to what they're supposed to do, which is good. There's very few people out, so they must be all staying home and doing as they're told.
Okay. All right, Liz, thanks for calling us.
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Nurses' registration, the same as all professionals, doctors, dentists, estate agents, architects, the money goes to the Nursing and Midwifery Council. It's self-funding and sets and marks exams for student nurses, also gives advice to nurses. The fee isn't just to let the nurses give out medication, it's for the Nursing and Midwifery Council. Also, bus drivers have been told this morning that social distancing apparently isn't required on public transport as well. Pat's sent that information as well. Just to confirm, as nurses, we pay £120 per year. This ensures that we remain on the Nursing and Midwifery Council register. And a note in from Jane that just says nurses and all other professions pay fees to their governing bodies to maintain their registration. Having a register protects the public. I think the caller should have said that maybe the employer should consider paying the fees as part of their pay package, says Jane. Michael's with us. Good afternoon.
How do you do, my friend? I just found my seat. I was just going to say, ShopRite and the other supermarkets, as far as I can tell, are not selling much Manx meat. There seems to be a bigger grade display of produce on show, but it's not all Manx or very, very small amounts of Manx. This is times of when people are unsure of things. What's the word I'm looking for? Gone out of breath. We've got the best lamb in the world. It's not all that expensive, but we just can't buy what you used to buy in the shops. The old cuts and the old bits and pieces. Lamb chops, lamb neck, things which are used to be very popular.
I wonder why that is, why there's a shortage or appears to be a shortage of Manx lamb in the shops.
Well, I tell you, I speak to the butchers. There's a fellow in Onken, the village butcher, who's spot on. He sells nothing but Manx meat, Manx pork and Manx lamb in his shop. And he just says he can't get exactly what he wants. It's as though all the good stuff, all the offcuts, and as they call them now, just are not available.
What, do you mean that may be exported?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see whether or not. Let's see if anybody does, if there is a supply of Manx lamb around the island.
I tell you, things that you've forgotten about now. Pig's trotters, for argument's sake, with nothing to do with Manx lamb, of course. But you can't buy pig's trotters. You can't buy lamb's neck of lamb and things like that. You can't buy all the... People have forgotten what they used to buy. It's not scarcity. It's... I'd like to know what they do with all this stuff.
Bring back cow heel, that's what I say.
I'll tell you what, have you tried it?
All right, thanks for being with us today. Good to talk to you. It's 24 minutes past 12 on Manx Radio. At the media conference now, lots of people have been asking about face coverings. Is it a mask? Is it a face covering? What is the story? The Chief Minister clarifies face coverings.
We strongly recommend that you wear a face covering whenever you are out of your house. As the Director of Public Health described yesterday, the more scientists observe and understand the virus, the more they are aware that face coverings play a really important role in reducing the risk to the wearer and those around. Face coverings can have a real impact on reducing the spread of the virus. A face covering will be compulsory on public transport. For your daily exercise, it is not compulsory. There is an exception to this last point. Under the new regime for returning residents, if their day one and day seven tests are negative, they will be able to start doing outside exercise again. But for these people, a face covering will be compulsory. As to those who are still in a workplace beyond tonight, the same advice applies. When moving around the workplace and in any communal settings, please wear a face covering. If you are sat or stood at your workplace and socially distanced on your own for prolonged periods, then we do understand a face covering may not always be necessary. But for the moment, we are content that this is a matter for employees and for their employers.
The Chief Minister and the story about, well, masks or face coverings. Now you know. 26 minutes past 12. Howard's with us. Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, Andy. Now, just that chap was talking about the meat, the unavailability of Manx meat. Well, not Manx meat as such, but certain cuts. I found this is becoming progressively more difficult to, because I've asked numerous butchers for certain types of meat. I'll tell you one, and people go, oh, my God. And this is the time of year when these are, the lamb's fries and things like that. Well, we've been brought up with them, and I love them. but you can't get them. And the butchers, not just one, but several butchers, say they can't get them from the abattoir. The abattoir will only sell them in such quantities, it makes it, prohibitive on the amount that they, a single butcher, a small butcher, is going to buy, because they can't buy like they used to do and say, right, I'll have X number of things of this, X number of that. But if you go into the butcher's afterwards and ask for a specific cut, yes, the abattoir will do it, but you've got to buy a quantity that will keep a family going for about 10 years. And this is the problem with the smaller butchers now, and I think you'll find if you go into any butchers and ask for a specific cut, or a specific item, offal, we used to call it, well, that's all exported. Plus, the likes of the EU, offal was verboten, and they didn't want it. And a lot of that would go into animal feeds, etc. But it's perfectly good food. We were raised on it as children.
When you say offal, do you mean liver, kidney, heart, brains?
Well, you see, very few hearts. I haven't seen any brains, and that works both sides. But the liver and kidney, you'll get those in the supermarkets. But you don't see tripe unless it's pre-packed. And they export the tripe off the island, and it comes back then under the note of being English tripe. Well, there used to be tripe shops, etc., here, and they would sell, and it's beautiful, it's lovely, and a lot of the older people will eat it, and the younger people, if they suddenly decide we're going to eat some decent food instead of what goes ding, it just cannot get it. You go into any butcher shop here and ask for tripe and say, we can't get it.
And it's bizarre, Howard, because at one point, I mean, offal actually used to be a delicacy, didn't it?
It did. Well, we used to have roast heart, beef's heart, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And there's no grease and fat and everything because it is essentially a muscle. And it's like eating what now we term as ox tongue. That's the pressed tongue. My grandmother used to make her own, used to get the tongue from the butchers, cook them and press them. And we lived on those, and they were perfectly healthy, but you try now walking into a butcher's shop and ask for a tongue, or, as that gentleman said, pig's trotters. We used to love them, boil them up, and my grandmother used to make lentil soup, the pig's trotters, and we pick the meat off the bones. But nowadays, the log jam is at the abattoir where they will not, I'm led to believe, provide these items. They'll ship them out because it's cheaper and it'll get dealt with across. Then you might get a few bits sent back to the Isle of Man and it'll come back as English tripe or, well, we used to have cow eels and everything.
There's only one way to solve this problem, Howard, and that's to get one of those trendy television chefs to do something.
Well,
you can guarantee that if one of those trendy television chefs started cooking offal, it would go through the roof.
Yeah, well, they can do that, but if you've got somebody sitting up in the abattoir up there and they'll say, oh, well, we can't get it, we've got to do this, got to do... I used to, a long time ago, transport frozen lambs from the Isle of Man, and they were going away complete with all the offal in them. And they were wrapped in muslin, frozen, shipped out, and then a lot of the stuff was imported back in again. But this is the problem, is the abattoir.
Okay, Howard, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. We'll try and find Roger in just a few moments' time. Free parking at Douglas Council car parks has been reintroduced, applying at levels 3 and 4 of Shaw's Brow and the Bottleneck site as well. Charges have been lifted at car parks, ditto to the first lockdown as well. So key workers and those with business in the capital can access the town centre freely. That's levels 3 and 4 of Shaw's Brow and the bottleneck site as well. People have been asking, is there going to be a briefing today? There is going to be a government briefing today. The time at the moment is unspecific. We don't know, but as soon as we know, we'll tell you. The measures, by the way, everybody's asking, how long for? An initial 21 days, the words of the Chief Minister. An initial 21 days. He hopes the lockdown will end on Wednesday, 27th of January. And so do we all as well. 28 minutes to one. Text, email, or call the man in line. Men's Radio.
Whether starting a new business or building up your existing business, come and talk to the accounts and tax experts at Nicola Bowker & Co. With their holistic approach to business advice, Nicola Bowker & Co. will work with you to achieve success. For accounts that work, call 861-271.
Macro Metal Services, for cutting-edge metal work. Well known for ventilation systems, mezzanine floors, fire escapes and more, Macro Metals also custom design a range of fabrications for the home, from beautiful balustrades to stylish kitchen splashbacks. With over 30 years' experience, Macro Metal Services offer their best advice and materials for your project. And when we say no job is too large or small, we mean it. Call the team on 822 805 or visit macro.co.im.
You're a super carer, Ben, my foster child, said to me. You make me feel like part of the family. In truth, every child I fostered is a superhero to overcome sad times and be happy and confident again. If you can make a child or young person feel like part of your family, call the Family Placement Service on 610000. That's 610000. Or email familyplacementservice@gov.im. Superheroes need super carers.
Wow, you've certainly proved we have hundreds of extraordinary islanders. Thanks to everyone who nominated their friends and family. Head to extraordinaryislanders.im to see the shortlist for each category and cast your vote.
You know Wineright's the place to go for a fantastic choice of wines, beers and spirits at amazingly low prices. But now we've great food shopping too, with a new improved Sainsbury's range, including their best chilled food and ready meals and fantastic wines and spirits. We're now the Wineright Neighbourhood Food Store. Same handy location, no parking hassle and a brilliant shopping experience. Open 9 till 9 Monday to Saturday, 9 till 6 on Sundays. The Wineright Neighbourhood Food Store, Victoria Road, Douglas.
Manx Radio Breakfast.
And we'll be back in the morning from 7.30 with all the latest coronavirus developments, along with the weather for the day ahead and all the travel news.
If your child has additional educational needs or is vulnerable, please discuss this with their teacher.
130 people have contacted COVID 111 as a result of our appeal. They are now self-isolating and have been offered tests.
The emergency night shelter is there for anybody over the age of 18 that needs a safe, secure place to sleep at night time.
So join us tomorrow for Manx Radio Breakfast, powered by Manx Telecom.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, 26 minutes before one. Is golf allowed, you ask me? The Isle of Man Golf Union has confirmed single-player golf is allowed. So you can play on your own during the current lockdown. It follows confirmation from the health department that club members can carry on playing golf on their own or with someone from the same household. Each club will issue guidelines with tee times needing to be booked for track and trace purposes. Follows and forms part of the government options for outdoor exercise, which is allowed once a day for any length of time. Different rules apply for people who are in self-isolation, where you can only exercise for an hour a day after receiving negative results on day 1 and day 7. Exercise is then allowed for the rest of the isolation period, but you must wear a face covering. So the Isle of Man Golf Union has confirmed single-player golf is allowed during the current lockdown. Lots of people asking about face coverings or masks. What are they? Are they face coverings or masks? Well, I think we're saying that a mask is something that's going to be, if it's kind of PPE related and in a medical setting, that is a mask as well. Everybody else wears a face covering. That's going to run on and on and on, isn't it? Now, regarding the schools at the conference, Dr. Allenson confirms schools have now closed to most pupils. The 9 hub schools are going to be opening for children of key workers and vulnerable individuals. That's all happening. That's Dr. Allenson. talking about what's happening with the schools.
Whilst we would ask all children who can stay safely at home to do so, if your child has additional educational needs or is vulnerable, please discuss this with their teacher, as places are available in the specialist units at our schools. If you are a key worker, please discuss your needs with your child's teacher. Most children will be keeping up with their education at home. I think that the experience of last year taught us the true value of learning. Since then, school leaders, educationalists and teacher unions have been working together to perfect remote learning protocols and guidelines. Last term, over 120 laptops were provided to exam students who were digitally disadvantaged, and this week extra devices have been loaned to pupils who need them. For those pupils who usually receive free school meals and are not attending school, grocery vouchers will be sent out last week in the same way as we did last year. Teachers have been preparing this week for mock exams, but are now switching quickly to remote learning. Vocational and technical qualification exams and BTECs are currently going ahead as planned in schools and UCM, with individual health and safety assessments employed to ensure the safety of students and staff. Earlier today, England's Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson, announced that English Ofqual regulated GCSEs and A-levels would now not be taking place this year, and as he said, we would be putting our trust in teachers rather than algorithms. The department is in regular communication with the Cambridge International Assessment Board, who mark the IGCSE and IA levels, to clarify their position on whether these exams will also now be taking place.
22 minutes before one, Roger's with us. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon, Andy. Just a question, and maybe I could just start before that with an answer to your previous caller in relation to butchers and offal. From memory, it was an EU ruling, maybe best part of 20 years ago, when offal, and I'm talking about heart, tripe, trotters, even lungs, that were used in such recipes as haggis, and I forget off the top of my head, but a number of ox tongue for cold meats were stopped, and you haven't been able to access them through the butchers for a number of years now, and they don't come from the abattoir. The animal used to come from the abattoir complete with the offal. Now they don't.
Well, I remember when. Do you remember when they had mad cow disease in England? A lot of that, of course, things like oxtail disappeared, didn't it?
Exactly. That was another one. Yeah, there's so many. Faggots was the thing, maybe not a good word nowadays, but faggots was a great favourite, certainly in our household, and you couldn't make those anymore because of that.
It's weird, don't you think, Roger, how people's taste in meat has changed over the years, whereas most of the beast, most of the animal used to be eaten at one time, and now it's bizarre. Perhaps it's supermarkets, perhaps it's media, I don't know. But and of course, a lot of those cuts of meat were extremely nutritious, weren't they?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, certainly through beef roasting joints, for example, we used to actually cut off what was known as cod fat. We used to slice that off and wrap it round beef to stop it drying out, and it was roasted with the fat on the outside. Now, whenever anything you look at on the supermarket shelf, any beef is just completely red. There's no covering on it at all. There's a lot to answer for how things have changed, and it was obviously due to money and finances and incomes and houses, is how they improvise with like you say, with all of the animals. There used to be a saying, the only part of a pig that you can't eat is the squeak, everything off a pig used to go into something or other, from sausages upwards.
Anyway, you had a question.
Yes, certainly. Our Manx radio and general public, is the feeling to fall in line with the UK and return to the 8 o'clock clapping tonight?
We haven't heard about clapping as yet, to be quite honest. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
How would you feel about it?
Well, we did, and we did it every time before, and we ended up with the last couple on the doorstep, and we will quite happily return to it this evening, but on the same token, we don't want to be the only couple stood on the doorstep. We feel a bit silly, so we would love to, but I didn't know what the general feeling is. Maybe this time for just to get a general feeling of how people feel about it.
How do you feel about the lockdown in general, Roger?
I feel safer. Of course, it's an inconvenience, but yeah, I tell you, and I do understand why the minister has given out the venues of recent, and then say low risk, and for people like myself, to listen to 14 venues last night, my heart was in my mouth listening to those. As it happened, I hadn't been in any of them. But if it's low risk and they say there's no need to ring 111, just monitor yourselves of how you feel. And if you feel like you've got symptoms, then self-isolate and ring 111. Well, that's no different than to do any other time. I really, to me, that's a little bit of... I do understand of keeping people fully informed, but there's a little bit of scaremongery there. And there must be hundreds of people now are sweating today thinking... 14 days, they're going to be worrying about that. If it's a high risk, like there was for the Ramsey venue on Christmas Eve, then sure, let everybody know and let them ring the 111 as they did. But for low profile, I'm not convinced that's a good idea to do that.
Okay.
Just my view.
All right, Roger, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Andy. Take care.
17 minutes before one, the man in line on Manx Radio, text, email or call. A critic emailed in just to say, I think that the chief minister should apologise to the Manx public and businesses being forced to close because he chose to pander to a bunch of students who had no intention of sticking to the isolation rules. Let's just hope... It's just cases and no deaths as well. We all abided and we were stuck here for 9 months. We allowed chaos to come in at the 11th hour. Not too happy. John's with us. Hello, John.
Hi. If I heard it right, I think one of your recent callers said that the EU regulations forbid the sale of tripe. Now, you could always get tripe on the mainland. When we were away, the last stop I made before we went for the boat was Morrison's in Morecambe. Now, most days, most occasions, they had tripe. And I used to buy maybe 2 or 3 packs, bring it home and freeze it. So it is available on the mainland. But I did ask for tripe from a butcher here a few years ago, and they said they weren't allowed to sell it.
Weren't allowed to?
Weren't allowed to sell it. But who was saying that, I don't know. But you certainly can get it on the mainland. But unfortunately, we haven't been away now for best part of a year.
Okay.
And so I haven't had tripe for over a year.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right. Good to talk to you. Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi. Did I hear that fella say that you can't get ox tongue on the Isle of Man?
No, he said tripe.
All right. Because I'm going to say Andreas Meats do a nice ox tongue that's sold in ShopRites.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
And do you eat tripe, Charlie?
I used to love thick seam tripe.
And when was the last time you ate tripe?
When Clegg's shut down.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
And then we used to have... nice couple of slices of brawn over the on a plate of chips on a Sunday dinner. Is that the dinner time?
Charlie, you're making everybody hungry.
But no, yeah, Andreas Meats do a nice line in ox tongue at ShopRite.
All right, thanks for being with us today, Charlie.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you. 12:45.
As we reflect on the year gone by, Harding Lewis would like to say how proud we are to support and advise local businesses. Being there for our clients to guide them through these challenging times has been rewarding and has strengthened our commitment to offer the highest level of service to the community. If you want to face the future with an experienced firm of chartered accountants as your business partner, visit hardinglewis.com or check out our Facebook page. See more, do more, together.
Just hop on board with Tours R Us Man for the best holiday you could ever plan.
For a great variety of exciting mini breaks, Tours Isle of Man offer coach tours that take you to some of the island's best-kept secrets. For a full day out or for overnight staycations, we have a great variety on offer. View all our trips online or find us on Facebook.
Visit tours.co.im.
For your new bathroom, visit Qplus, the largest bathroom showroom on the island, with over 50 stunning displays from leading brands, including hundreds of bathroom fittings, tiles and flooring. Qplus provide free design and 4D virtual display, so you can really see how your new bespoke bathroom will look. Visit Snugborough Trading Estate or see online. Qplus. You imagine, we design.
Qplus.co.il. Call the UPVC window specialists, Phoenix Windows. For quality windows, doors and conservatories, along with fascias, soffits, barge boards, guttering and all building work undertaken. With free estimates, free surveys, guaranteed work and all island coverage. Phoenix Windows don't use standard off-the-shelf frames. Their windows are made to measure, which means you get a perfect fit, less bulky frames and more glazing. Call 816628 or visit phoenixwindows-iom.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Witt.
Station, Radio.
12 minutes to one, and good afternoon, Betty. Hello, Betty.
Hi. Hi, Andy.
What's on your mind?
Well, the vaccination, really. They said that they're just doing it 5 days a week. If it's And it is important. Why aren't they doing it 7 days a week?
I think it's down to supply, Betty. I think they can do all the tray in 5 days.
Oh, I see. Well, also, when might we be getting the other vaccination that can be delivered by GPs and pharmacies, etc.?
Well, that's something we're going to be asking today when we speak to the Chief Minister, just to see exactly when. Obviously, at the moment, they're doing health professionals and care home people, getting those done first, and then it'll be rolled out to the elderly population between now and September.
So if they have more supplies, then will they be vaccinating 7 days a week? Because I think it is important to get it rolled out to as many of the population as possible, as soon as possible.
Okay, and are you on the list to be vaccinated, Betty?
I expect I will sometime, yes, because I'm over 84. So, yes, I think I will be.
Okay. All right, Betty, thanks for being with us today. Thank you. And Steve joins us. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, Steve.
You were talking about Andreas Meat Company. I purchased some corned beef for my dog the other day in Foxdale Garage, and it turns out when I read the packaging, the country of origin for this product was Brazil.
What?
Well, I was quite surprised because I thought I was buying a Manx product. On reading the back of the packaging, I found out that it was country of origin, Brazil. So I'd just like to make the Manx public aware, if you are buying something from Andreas Meat Company and you think it's Manx, just make sure it is first.
Read the label. Thank you, Steve, as well. A note in from Jimmy who said, Andy, golf can be played in singles or two from the same household. And I think it's easy to blame students for lockdown. They wanted to see their families like we all would. Was it them coming back as well? You can't get mutton, apparently. Local butcher says the abattoir won't release it, says Kevin in Port Erin as well. Is there proof that allowing students home for Christmas is responsible for the increase in the COVID cases? No, Pam, there is no proof. Nothing has been attributed. The government hasn't said where the outbreaks came from, what the outbreaks are, whether it's the new strain or at what point it came back. What we do know is that something has happened. Now, the government will be tracking and tracing and trying to find out where things came. We can all hypothesise, we can all guess whether playing the blame game is any good and does anybody any favours. Well, that's your opinion. A note in that just said, I don't think you should read out inflammatory, incorrect posts as well. I doubt any of this has anything to do with the students. Dave, that's your point. But we did get, I have had lots of texts trying to place blame as to where this has come. And again, I stand by my point. We can't apportion blame. Personally, I don't think we should apportion blame because it's not going to get us anywhere. It's not going to make anything happen any quicker. But people will always have an opinion. Try Robinson's at the Cool for pig trotters. Another thing you can't get at the butchers as well. Andy, stop it. You talk enough tripe, says Tracy. Oh, thank you. Nice to hear from you, Tracy, as well. I think it's sad that the folks who had to come home for Christmas proved all of us stuck in the bubble doom and gloomers right here, and we're back in lockdown as well. Stop student bashing, says Alison. I'm not student bashing, but people do send things in, and I will read them. Dick says, I was wondering why we haven't heard more about the Pfizer vaccine rollout. As how the vast majority of countries are looking very seriously how to give the first injection and not sit on the second for weeks when you have it like we are. The efficacy of the first jab, this is David Ashford said, the efficacy of the first jab is 52%, but that figure was in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, on the 11th of December. Since then, the definitive NHS and government advisor is the JCVI, Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, and they've published the first jab giving a maximum of 70% since it's been found to be 79 to 85% for the first jab. I was wondering why he quoted the outdated information, given how these new results, we can't be more aggressive with the rollout. Surely it's better to give two elderly people at 85%, rather than one at 95%, says Dick. In reference to the availability of cuts of meat and offal, I can say that except brain, you can buy all cuts in countries like Germany and other EU countries. Therefore, it's either an economic problem or how EU legislation was transferred into national legislation, says Sven. Do you like eating offal? I didn't think we'd be talking about this. I've always been lucky to get my Manx meat from the co-op, from Tears Butchers and Andreas Meats in Andreas. I think they're brilliant, says Marina. Does anyone know how to prevent glasses misting up while wearing a face covering? That's a problem lots of people are having around the radio station here. It's just one of those things. Gibraltar is going to have a direct agreement with the EU to include it in the Schengen area. I just wonder whether the Isle of Man government is negotiating an EU agreement, says Andy. More on Brexit. In the middle of all this, I mean, one of the big stories that would have been on Manx Radio today has kind of almost been forgotten, and that is that another branch of the Isle of Man Bank is shutting its doors for the final time today. Despite coronavirus restrictions, the Castletown outlet will be open today, saying goodbye to the ancient capital. Can you imagine that thought? No Isle of Man Bank in the ancient capital of Man. The second closure this week, Peel Branch wound up the operation on Tuesday before the latest social distancing rules came into force. Everybody was in Isle of Man Bank in Castletown. Now it is no more. What a thought that is. Stop talking about offal when we're having our lunch. That's just one of those things as well. Nowhere, says Sally Ann, nowhere in the regulations released today does it state you're limited to a single period of exercise daily. The emphasis is on solitary exercise and only exercising with those from your own household. The Chief Minister may have referred to one period of exercise per day, but this is not supported by the regulations. Remember, he was wrong about house moves and Dr. Hewitt had to correct him at Tuesday's briefing. Well, those regulations have taken their time coming out to us, but they're finally out. And as soon as we know when today's media briefing is going to be, then of course we will let you know, and we'll be carrying it live on Manx Radio, AM and FM, and on our social media channels, on our YouTube channel, and on our Facebook page as well. As soon as we know, you will know. And in the meantime, thank you for being with the man in line today. Thanks to our studio producer, Barry Redfern. And remember, if you want information as to what's open, the shops, the car parks, you go to manxradio.com. All the information is there. And the web's biggest source of Manx videos and news and podcasts also at manxradio.com. And if you haven't downloaded that trendy app yet on your smartphone or tablet, do so today, absolutely free of charge. In the meantime, that's day one over. 20 to go. And the man in line returns tomorrow at 12 midday. W-I-L-F-M.